Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We broadcast live from the Scorers Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us up and twitching away every morning. Well appreciated. And thanks to everyone. A lot of good calls and texts and emails.
Well, thank you for listening on this Thursday.
Appreciate that. Appreciate our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Just to make sure everybody's listening.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The team that they have today in Washington, D.C., that team, the Cubs are done in 5 against the Tigers.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for bringing that back.
The Tigers have the one thing that the Cubs don't have at this point. They get a guy at the top of that rotation that nobody hits, that won the Cy Young Award last year, and I'm talking about Tarek Skubal.
I love the way that sets up this weekend series. I know they both play
especially
today.
Especially since they held him back a day.
Right, for that.
Just for that.
Yeah.
So that is...
I love that.
Again, and the lesson of that game may resonate as we move forward here.
Big series in June feels bigger because of stuff like that.
Marshall Harris feels bigger, too.
I did eat a big breakfast, so I can appreciate that comment.
And Layla Rahimi is here. Layla, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Fun talking to Stoney there.
Yeah, Stoney was good.
It's good.
I think I like the
Bears
way.
Good Bears talk today. We had a lot of fun, a lot of good subjects.
Compelling talk.
Yeah.
Compelling sports talk.
With who talked yesterday, it made it very interesting on the Bears front, and I'm really excited to see what this team does once they get in pads. And really,
totally
we all want to get to like game one, right? But I'm excited about this process of the installation, the finding out who's doing what, how people are being used. Like the whole Dio Dingbo thing has been hanging over my head since they signed him, because I'm like, okay, but what is he going to do?
Mm. Yeah,
what is he going to do?
A guy like that can't answer that without being physical in pads with contact.
Right.
He is going to be a guy that runs around and you envision, he's so athletic. He's such an asset, and he's going to be so good. But until he actually produces and you see the ways that he is their ideal defensive end, you don't know.
Well, and also here we were talking about Montez Sweat's season last season after what he did the year before, where he was just an absolute monster defensively, you know, the best way possible. And you're saying to yourself, all right, well, we know that the numbers on Odangbo say he tries to get home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but we just saw a guy not produce as much as anybody wanted when it came to actually getting home in 5.5 sacks. So what does that mean for the other side of it? I know that that's complimentary and it's going to help.
Close isn't good enough.
Right.
You know, but it sets up a really fun training camp because the offensive line should be a lot better. And we know that offensive line play is all about pass protection. So you're setting up this matchup between your new improved offensive line and you hope a significantly better defensive front. And that is what training camp's all about.
Molly, I have a question.
Sure.
Was there a point last night in which you thought the White Sox are going to win this game?
No, because I watched the beginning of the game, and then I got to go to bed. I just watched a Cubs game, and this rain delay is not going to delay my life.
So you didn't make it to 4-4.
I did not get that far into it, and then I also—
I didn't either, but I was a different reason.
David was watching hockey.
Yeah, I was watching hockey.
And he
that was a great game.
Yeah. But he blew a night's sleep. He went to bed almost at 11 a.m.
It was bad. But it was worth staying up 31 seconds left in overtime to see Draisaitl finish it off the Panthers.
Were you going to go another overtime?
that was debatable. Unlikely, but I have a hard time turning away when it's that good.
I feel like you felt vindicated because of who scored the game-winning goal and how you talked
Money
it
called
up.
It. Yeah. He's called Draisaitl with the big night last night. I think that it was one of those games that lived up to the hype, and it's going to be one of those series that goes, I think, to the bitter end.
Just like the NBA Finals.
No.
Oh, you really think so?
No, I don't really think so.
I saw you say that and then duck and cringe.
That ends tonight, right?
Oh, wow.
Thunder and three.
Oh, stop yourself.
Hold on. Let me remind you. The Indiana Pacers have had one series in which it actually went past five games. Also, they've won every single game one.
No, they've done very well.
So they could jump
them.
They
could win game one and still...
Lose in five.
yes, because I picked them to lose in five.
So. Arguably, probably, given that he has the finals resume, probably still Rick Carlisle's best coaching season.
Rick Carlisle, that's interesting. David says, Hall of Fame if he wins this series.
I could see that. Hard to argue.
You wouldn't argue.
Two
the
titles.
Longevity though? With his career.
With two different teams, two different eras.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With the respect in the sport that he has and commands still.
And who the Mavs went through to get to that championship. Yeah. That's crazy. It was a crazy run.
This would be no small feat either, beating this Oklahoma City team as dominant as they have been all season long. It's going to require his best coaching and some really extraordinary efforts. You can't have Siakam or Halliburton take nights off. They can't have one of those games that are just clunkers.
They're not going to take nights off. They're going to be given the night off by the Oklahoma City Thunder defense.
We're going to talk about this because we want to preview the finals. That, in case you guys are interested, is going to happen at 12:45. At 10 o'clock, I think we've got to delve into this Jaquan Brisker discussion. There's a lot of concerning audio. So I think it raised a lot of flags for us. That's something that we're going to talk about. We also want to know what everybody's opinion is. You guys had some great callers talking about just giving their thoughts. So we want to take some calls if people are around and want to vent or discuss. At 11 o'clock, we got to talk about Tyreek Stevenson as well. 10:45 is when we will discuss the pitcher's duel in D.C. last night, because really that's what that was. We have a lawsuit that we have to examine at halftime that is very important to society. Also, we've got 5 on it at noon. Megan Montemurro will talk Cubs with us at 12:25. And at 1, we have Mark Schlereth.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.